Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I want to ask a quick question and then we'll prepare for a time of quietude and solitude. The question is, why would God want to build a tabernacle? In the Old Testament, in the book of Malachi chapter 3, the scripture says, I will send my messenger and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. He is coming, says the Lord of hosts. Why did God want Moses and the priests to build a tabernacle in the first place? I mean, it was just a big fancy tent, right? Well, the simple and quick answer is this. He wanted to be near his people. The story of Moses' tabernacle is a story of access, that God had every detail of that tabernacle planned out, and every aspect meant something special. The tabernacle was basically an illustrated sermon about three things: who God is, how we gain access to him, and how we are to worship him. So today, my friend, I want you to know that when Jesus gave his life, what once separated regular folks like me and you from the very heart of the tabernacle was this thing that tore apart, this veil that was torn apart because Jesus came to fulfill the law and give us access to him. Who is God? He is our Savior, our Creator. How do we access him? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and our faith in him. And how do we worship him? In spirit and in truth. And those two things mean that we worship with an authenticity that says it's not about what I do for someone else in the room, but I have an audience of just one. So as we prepare to meditate today, my friend, let your heart find a place of worship. I encourage you right now, just stop for a moment, get off the treadmill, maybe go sit down somewhere in your home for a couple of minutes, maybe pull over to the side of the road, but whatever you do, find a moment of quietude. Draw your attention to your breath. Don't change it at all, but with every breath in and every breath out, allow yourself to be less tense, let your muscles fall at ease with every breath. Until such time as you hit a point of quietude and you hit a point of solitude, and now you're ready and at ease, and you can join me in this prayer. Lord, I want my heart, my mind, my hands, my feet, and my head to bring worship to you and you alone. Search my heart, God. Point out every way that is wrong so that I might lay it at your feet. And as I prepare to hear from you, God, may your voice be clear, may your promptings be specific, and may I act specifically on what you've called me to do this day in Jesus' name. And now, you mind a few minutes, just take a couple of minutes, and just sit still and listen for God to give you peace, power, and direction. I'll mind the time while you mind that and be back in just a couple moments. Well, friend, God was very clear with Moses when he said, I want to live with my people. But in order to do that, you have to build us a meeting place. And you find that in Exodus chapter 25, God says, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. My friend, today God wants to dwell with you. So find life in him. And if you need to take another couple of moments later today, just listen to this all over again and feel free to share them with friends, coworkers, family who might just need a little peace, power, and direction this day. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.